I'm speaking to Doug Parkinson, who a few years ago, with a band known then as Doug Parkinson In Focus, won one of the national rounds of Hoadley's Violet Crumble National Battle of the Sounds, didn't you, mate?
That's right.
Well, can you remember what year it was?
We won in 69.
69. You had some pretty stiff competition that year, didn't you, if I remember correctly?
Yeah, there was a lot of bands around then. There was, Max Merritt and Billy Thorpe and The Groove and The Group. And
Masters Apprentices? Yeah, right. Now, listen, in those days, what was the incentive for a band like yourselves, who were a top league band in Australia, to enter?
Well, it was a cash prize of a couple of $1,000 or something, and a trip to England and a recording contract, none of which, apart from the cash, we took the options on because we weren't ready to travel, but they were the prizes. They were quite an incentive for a young band then, you know.
Right. Now, what was your main motivation for entering? Was it for recognition or for the actual cash and the prizes?
Well, for the recognition. It was a way to become sort of, known much, much quicker and, I guess, accepted by your peers, I suppose.
Right. Did you, as a leading band already and as a singer, have any apprehensions about if you didn't win, you would look a little foolish?
No, we'd gone in the two previous years, 67, 68, and come second and third, but I knew we'd made an impression then, and I guess it was mainly for the people in the business. I wanted to better myself and better ourselves, and it was mainly for that. I wasn't worried about not winning so much as being there.
Right.
And showing them that we were good, you know.
Right. You know, of course, it's been revived this year.
I didn't know. I wondered why all the interest.
Yes, well, it's been revived in New South Wales, Victoria and Queensland, and the first heat here in Sydney is this coming Saturday at the Hornsby Police Boys Club.
Fantastic.
Now, have you got any words of wisdom that you could give guys in young bands that are having a bash at it this year? Oh, quickly, I'll tell you what the prize is. It's $5,000 cash and a recording contract, but an interesting thing you'll find interesting, Parko, is that the recording contract must be taken up immediately.
Yes.
So therefore, the band have to go and record and get something happening and not just wander off, you know?
Well, that's great. That's really good. The only thing I can think of, and that was the same thing applied then to us, was that you've got to have a show together, you've got to have your stage act together. I think they're going to appreciate, from the recording angle, original material, which is sort of a prerequisite anyway.
Right.
And just get in there and try their best, and it'll work out. The best band will win.
Right.
That's great. That's really good. I think it's a terrific incentive and good on Hoadley's. That's great.
For bringing to the fore again new bands as it did in those days.
Yes.
Yeah.
I think it did a lot of good that way. I think it does a lot of good for the business. It's great.
Right. Very quickly, mate, who were the guys in your band in those days? What are they doing now, and yourself as well?
In those days it was In Focus. We had Johnny Dick on drums, who was most recently with John Paul Young and the All-Stars.
Right.
Duncan McGuire on bass, who is now a record producer and an engineer, an independent engineer, and Billy Green on guitar, who is an American touring with an American band. He's been there the last 5 years, so they're all spread to the four corners, you know.
Now, quick thing, the other night on television, Stone, Billy Green did the soundtrack for that, didn't he?
That's right.
Right. And yourself, mate, what is happening right at this very moment?
Well, I'm looking to record again in the next month or so.
Right.
I'm putting down a batch of new stuff now as demos, and we're just sort of touring around doing the clubs and pubs and whatever else is coming up.
Right. What sort of stuff are you going to record?
It's going to be, I don't know. It's hard to put a
label on it.
It's going to be me singing it, and I hope there'll be a lot more songs than I've written on there this time.
So. Right. All right, mate. Well, thank you very much for your assistance and telling us about the old Battle of the Sounds. It's been good talking to you.
Thanks very much.
See you, mate.
Okay.
About the stuff, and good luck with the album.
Thanks.